walking down an empty road, I saw a man in old grey clothes, a stranger. Passing by, he smiled at me, but when I looked, I realized the danger. For his eyes, he looked so empty and cold, and something told me that I'm gonna be rolled. In my pocket, only cents and dimes, but then for them, he'd gladly kill me. Walking fast and walking fast, I managed just to slip around the corner. Thought he'd hear my running feet as I went pounding down the street like thunder. Well, I've never heard my heart beat so fast, and I've never been so scared in the past, and I never ever realized that this place could be evil to me. Billy Potter, this place is fun. What have I done?
Hi, and welcome to today's edition of the Rocks Rock Show. I'm in a bad state today. Can I just say that? I'm after sympathy. I've got one itchy nostril that's caused me to sneeze. And no, it's not contagious. It's nothing else like that. I've just got an itchy nostril. I am prone to, I always call it hay fever, but it happens all time of year. And I'm having a bit of a fit with that. Technical issues, touch wood. And you should I should never say anything. Technical issues seem to be all right at this moment in time, whereas they haven't been for the last couple of weeks. But most important at all, I've got something in my shoe that's sticking into my foot. I don't know what it is. I'm not quite sure whether it's a stone or pebble or whatever it is. I've taken my shoe off twice, and I should probably take it off a few more times during the show to see if I can find out what's annoying me. I know what's annoying you or me. But like I'm going to have to put up with whatever's in my shoe for the next 2 hours, you can also have to put up with me for the next 2 hours. As I say, this is a Rock's Rock Show with me, the Rockmeister, AOR Rock. Theoretically in the show. Start off today's show with this week's featured artist on Rock's Hero, but I keep changing what it's called because I can never remember what I called it last week. But it's five or six tracks by the same artist. This week it is Mick Ronson. who spent most of his time with David Bowie and the Spiders from Mars, and then went on to spend a bit of time with Mott the Hoople chap as well, Ian Hunter. That's it. And it also seems that I seem to have memory loss as well today. But apart from that, everything is fine. Hopefully everything is fine with you as well. I'm going to get back to the music, going to make myself a nice cup of tea. This is a little bit of Casanova.
Somewhere from the embers, some forgotten song, common words I still remember, some also wrong. The first time we met, you were dancing on the beach. Your body waved that motion, so perfect and complete. Now I'm ready. I tried to care.
can make you whole. But it was never enough. I must go. And who is gonna save you when I'm gone? And who watch over you when I'm gone?
Thank you. lines read. These are the worst of times. I do believe it's true. I feel so helpless, like a boat against the tide. I wish the summer wind could bring back paradise, but I know.
Nope, still haven't found where that stone is. I know it's still, so when I say I haven't found out where it is, I know exactly where it is. It's in my shoe. That's not where I want it to be, though. I want it to be out of my shoe. Do you think I can find it? Nah. And I still got the sneezes on, so if I suddenly goes quiet, that means I've sort of put the microphone down and had a sneeze. I'm having a hot flush as well, but I have got a big stack of tissues ready. All in all, things are going good this end. Hopefully they're going a lot better for you. Anyway, you've just heard from their album Paradise. I've got a new pair of headphones as well, I digress. And I haven't quite sussed out the sort of how firm the bar across the top needs to be, because it's crushing my ears at this moment. And the piece of lead to the socket, I am quite so sad out. So sometimes when I turn my head suddenly, I nearly sort of pull my head off. But things will get better. It's still early in the show. Anyway, as I was saying, from their album Paradise Theatre, we just heard Styx and The Best of Times. Before that, Alter Bridge and Watching Over You. Casanova with Seal It With a Kiss. And later on in the show, in hour two, I do same song, different title. No, same title, different song. And I wonder if I should have put that one in then, Seal It With a Kiss, and did it with Jason Donovan. Because he did a song Sealed With a Kiss, wasn't it? That's close enough. How much fun would that have been, putting Jason Donovan in a rock show? And start off today's show is Mick Ronson with Billy Porter. This week's featured artist on Rock's Hero. I should squeeze a couple of more tracks in by him in hour two, and probably a couple of three in hour two as well. And one of those is coming up shortly. But before we get to that stage, let's have this one from Danger Danger.
Once you learn there is
You're listening to Rock's Rock Show with me, the Rockmeister, and you've just heard from their album, The Human Contradiction, Delane and Stardust. Before that, we had a little bit of, oh, Mick Ronson again. And you may notice, for any of you out there who are aficionados, and ain't that a big word to be using, especially as I use ain't in the same sentence. My English teacher all those years ago would have been horrified. You may well have noticed that most of the songs that I'm featuring by this week's Rock's Rocker, and I think I've just changed the name of the feature again, haven't I? Mick Ronson, anyway, from his first album, Play Don't Worry, because that was probably his best album. I bought both of them on vinyl. Second follow-up was Slaughter on 10th Avenue, which didn't do quite as well and certainly wasn't as good in my eyes. And then over the decades, they've released a couple of other ones as well. Heaven and Hull, I know, was another one, but I never bought that one. But that was his another track from Play Don't Worry, which was Angel Number 9. And before that, we had Danger, Danger with Feels Like Love. I'm having great fun with my new headphones. I did say at the beginning of the show that I've got some new headphones. And I'm having a competition between my headphones and the external speakers here in the studio to see which I can have the loudest. So I could well be totally deaf by the end of the show. The studio is vibrating when the music's going on, but heck, I don't care. I was around in the 70s when we used to put our heads right next to the speakers on the stage. You could never get away with doing that now, but in those days, if you went to a concert in the 70s, early 80s, and you couldn't hear anything and your ears were ringing for about 3 days, you then thought it was a good concert. Any less than that and you didn't think it was well worth going to. These days, people would, health and safety would be horrified. But this was one of the bands that I remember around about that time who made my ears ring for a couple of days. This is Saxon.
I was born a son of a lawless man, always spoke understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. I need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us hear. Take these broken wings. You got to learn to fly, learn to live, love so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear
fights are never ending. If we don't fix our minds, we'd forgive.
I'm free of that blooming stone. Well, actually, I'm not. But I've taken my shoes off. Because I do like, when I'm listening along to the music, I do like tapping along. In fact, I was quite energetic in there. And it, the first 20, 30 seconds of it, I thought, I just can't put up with this blooming stone in my shoe anymore. And I don't know where it is. I still can't find it. Whether it's got under the lining. And I can hear you screaming out there, it's in your sock. Well, I don't wear socks. I had already thought of that on occasions when I've had to wear socks. I've just checked in the sock as well, and it's sometimes there when it's not in the shoe, but it's not because I haven't got any socks on. It's somewhere in the shoe, but do you think I can find it? So I not quite in a temper tantrum, but I took my shoes off. So I'm shoeless at this moment in time, which is good because I am now free of that blooming stone, as were Temperance, who were free anyway. Before that, we had Mr. Mister from their album, their 80s album called Welcome to the Real World with Broken Wings. Only really had two hits off that one. Kiri was the other one, and then didn't really do anything else at all. And then Saxon, one of the bands that made my earrings for day. Not earrings, I wasn't wearing earrings. Earrings. Like a doorbell. For days afterwards with their cover of Christopher Cross's Ride Like the Wind. Looking at the time now, I reckon I can squeeze two more tracks in before we hit the top of the hour. One of them will be another track by Mick Ronson. The other track will be this one from Cinderella. This is Night Songs.
We'll be right back. turns of life so incomplete, and all the world lies at my feet, and every day remains the same. Show no pain anymore.
Time's so short, please, woman, wear your head down for me. Time's so short, please, woman, wear your head down for me.
Too old.